News of the canceled sailings for the 360-foot paddlewheel cruise ship didn't shock Margie Wood, but she's still disappointed. Wood is the executive director of the Stikine River Jet Boat Association, tour manager of Discover Alaska Bus Tours, and owner of Wrangell's Tahiti Travel.
It's just a sad day to see one of the ships that was consistent and always here and a real advocate for Wrangell to leave our dock.
Wood says she isn't surprised because passenger loads of the Empress of the North have been low. Since the Empress started this season's visits to Wrangell in early May, Wood says none of the loads have even approached its capacity of 223.
They've actually have had only one sailing so far where they've had over 100 passengers. All the rest of the sailings have fallen underneath that benchmark.
Due to soft advance bookings, Majestic American Line, which operates the Empress and five other vessels, has made a number of changes to their fall cruise schedules by either shortening seasons or consolidating vessels. And Majestic America isn't the only cruise line struggling to fill trips. The Alaska Cruise Association represents some of the biggest players of the cruise industry throughout the state, like Princess, Holland America, Norwegian, and several others. President of the Alaska Cruise Association, John Binkley, says while these lines haven't canceled sailings, they've had to resort to other marketing measures.
We have found that the market is soft right now, and so what cruise lines are having to do is to discount pretty substantially in order to fill the berths and to get people onto the ships coming up to Alaska. So although it looks like they're able to hold their numbers, it's really as a result of cutting the prices way, way down to encourage people to cruise to Alaska.
Binkley says trips that typically cost $1,200 are going for a lot less.
As they've started to discount, you can get right now $564, a seven-night cruise from Vancouver all the way up to South Central Alaska to Seward and on to Anchorage.
While the slowdown of the nation's economy is one likely cause for this downward trend, Binkley says there are other reasons also.
There's a lot more competition now around the world for cruise visitors, and so Alaska has been lagging behind, really, in its marketing of Alaska as a destination.
Back in Wrangell, others are more surprised by the news of the Empress of the North's seven canceled sailings. Olga Norris owns Norris Gift Shop, which is located on Wrangell's Front Street.
Oh, it makes me sick to my stomach because we were depending on that ship. Oh, it's terrible. The economy here is so bad. We need that ship.
Nora says her store sees increased business and more traffic on Thursdays, which is when the Empress docks in Wrangell. Margie Wood is hopeful that passengers who would have come to Wrangell during those canceled sailings will still come.
What I understand that they're doing is all of the passengers that were on those canceled sailings have been given the option to rebook on the remaining sailings. And so we should see some sort of an increase in passenger load as compared to what it had been.
Guests currently booked on canceled Empress sailings are being offered an earlier sailing for 50% of the cost or full refund. Vanessa Bloy is spokesperson for Majestic America. She says people are taking the first option.
We have been able to reschedule the majority of the guests on earlier sailings.
Ambassadors International, parent company of Majestic America Line, announced their intention to sell the cruise line back in May. While Wood hopes the Empress of the North will stay in Southeast, she doesn't believe it'll make it back to Wrangell during the 2009 cruise season.
Most of the port planning for tie-up rights occur in March of the previous season. That's already passed. And force someone to purchase the vessel right now, get all of that in place, have all of the hiring, et cetera, transferred over to their company, and be able to operate in less than a year, I just think would be unrealistic to expect.
The Empress of the North may be Wrangell's only consistent cruise ship visiting this season, but Wrangell can still count on the Silver Shadow. The luxury vessel, which can hold up to 380 guests, will continue to make sporadic visits to Wrangell. One more in June, two in July, two in August, and one in September. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.